WSLY-FM HD1 York.
The Twin States Sly 1049.
Sly 1049. Now, it's live UWA Tiger play-by-play on your flagship station for University of West Alabama Tiger Athletics, Sly 1049 and the Sly 1049 app.
Hello and welcome to Nova Southeastern here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida for the 2022 Division II Men's Basketball South Region Championship quarterfinals. West Alabama today is going to be taking on Embry-Riddle. Embry-Riddle is out of Daytona Beach, Florida, the South Region down here in Nova Southeastern in Fort Lauderdale. We've got four games today. We're only going to be on air for the one UWA game today. Hopefully, we'll get three games here on the air down here. If the Tigers win, they'll play again tomorrow in the semifinals of the South Region Championships. And if they win that game, they will play in the South Region Championships, which will be play Tuesday night down here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We're about 30 minutes or so north of Miami. And it's a lot different than Sumter County, let me tell you that much. But here in the South Region, you've got the number one seed, Nova Southeastern, number two, Berry, number three, Embry-Riddle, which is who West Alabama will be taking on today, number four, Union, out of the Gulf South, number five, Miles, out of the state of Alabama, number six, West Alabama, number seven seed, Alabama Huntsville, who, if you remember correctly, put the Tigers out in the GSC semifinals, and then number eight seed is Savannah State, and they'll be taking on Nova Southeastern later today. And so, we've got about 9 minutes until we got tip-off, so we're going to listen to a quick interview with Coach Woodruff that we got earlier today. So, I'm going to play that right now, and you can listen to the interview and get Coach Woodruff's thoughts ahead of pregame. Coach Woodruff, you and your guys are getting set for the quarterfinals today against Embry-Riddle. What are your expectations coming into the game and the South Region?
Yeah, it's just
Coach Woodruff, you and your guys are getting set for the quarterfinals today against Embry-Riddle. What are your expectations coming into the game and the South Region?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. We've got challenges here against this Embry-Riddle bunch that we have to be prepared for and be ready for. Now, we've studied them and, you know, test is here at noon, and our guys will be prepared. They're ready. We've got a big-time challenge to guard them and to keep the pace in our favor, because they want to play really, really fast, score the basketball at a high level. They play faster than any Gulf South team we've played all year, and that says a lot, because there's some Gulf South teams that in this league that play really fast and do a really efficient job of scoring it, and they're as good as any of those. And so we've got a big-time challenge to guard them, and at all spots. They're as well-rounded as any team we've seen all year, one through five and two guys off the bench. And we've got our hands full, but our guys will be prepared. We'll be ready. And once you make it, the hardest part's making it to the regional. Once you make it to the regional, anybody can win it. And so we're looking forward to it. We're excited about it, and we'll see what happens.
And Embry-Riddle has got really good guard play. They've got Romeo Crouch. He averages about 20 points a game. What's the plan to try and stop him?
Yeah, you just got to. I don't know. You know, we've got to do a really good job, not just one-on-one, but all five of us. We talk a lot about ball defense, not just man-to-man defense or just zone. It's ball defense. We're trying to keep the ball from scoring. And so it's an all-five effort. They use ball screen action quite a bit, and we've got to do a really good job with our ball screen D. And part of all of this is our pace. And our offensive execution. If we have the ball on offense, they can't score it. I know that's a really hard concept, but if we have it, they won't be able to score it. And so, you know, us being really efficient on offense, us working the offense, and then us not turning it over, we'll keep it out of their hands longer. And that's a big emphasis on today's game.
All right, good deal. Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks, Mark.
And that was Coach Nick Woodruff and myself. Coach Woodruff giving his thoughts ahead of the game today against Embry-Riddle here in the quarterfinals of the South Region of the Division II Men's Basketball Championship. The winner of the South Region will get the opportunity to go and play in Indiana, in Evansville, Indiana, in the Elite Eight, Final Four, and National Championship game. Those games will be played next weekend, and West Alabama is very hopeful to get out of this region with three wins and have the opportunity to compete for a national championship in Indiana. But that will be very tough, as Tigers have a tough test today against Embry-Riddle. We kind of touched on it when we talked to Coach Woodruff, but Embry-Riddle has got fantastic guard play. Taking a look at some of their stats coming into the game, Romeo Crouch, he's number one for Embry-Riddle this season. He averages 20.5 points per game, 5.2 rebounds per game, and he's got 153 assists to his name this season. He started in every single game, and he is expected to start today. From three-point land, he shoots the ball 40%. From free throw line, 81%. So he is very good at what he does. And also, they've got Elijah Jenkins. Jenkins, this season, he's averaging 15.8 points per game, 3.9 rebounds per game, and he's got 66 assists. This is a very good Embry-Riddle bunch, as we touched on. And they've also got Malcolm Whitlow. Whitlow averages 11.2 points per game, shoots the ball from the field 46%, from deep 37%. Elijah Jenkins, like I mentioned, number 12, he shoots the ball 42% from three-point land and 80% from the foul line. This is a very good Embry-Riddle team that can shoot the ball from the charity stripe. 72% this season is how they do it. And from three-point land, about 38% is what they're shooting from deep. And from the field, 45% is what they shoot. They've got 50 blocks this season, 207 steals. And they can pass the ball around pretty good as well. This season, they have over 500 assists as a team, and they have retaken the floor after the national anthem. West Alabama will take the floor here momentarily, as they do now. They're running out here on the court. The Tiger fans that have made the trip are cheering on the Tigers. West Alabama is going to be in their road red jerseys, while Embry-Riddle is in their home white jerseys. They are the number 3 seed in this bracket. West Alabama, the number 6 seed. And so we've got about 3 minutes until tip-off. So we will go through the starting lineups for both teams. First, for the home team, the opponent, Embry-Riddle, out of the Sunshine State Conference. Their starting five will consist of that guard, a 6'3", 175-pound senior from Titusville, Florida. Number 1, Romeo Crouch. And then number 2, a forward, a 6'6", 215-pound junior from Miami, Florida, Chris Murray, number 2. And number 12, Elijah Jenkins. Jenkins, a 6'3", guard, 175-pound senior from Atlanta, Georgia. And then you've got number 22, Malcolm Whitlow. Whitlow is a guard, 6'1", 185-pound sophomore from Lincoln, Nebraska. And then you got number 25, Michael McAllister, the 6'5", 210-pound freshman who plays guard and forward from Ocoee, Florida. And that is the starting lineup for Embry-Riddle. Embry-Riddle's coaching staff consists of head coach is Steve Ritter. Ritter, he's in his 33rd season as the head coach. It's the only place he's ever been. In active college coaches, he is number 4 on the all-time wins list of coaches that have only been at one school. So very impressive for him to be at the Eagles for 33 seasons. Again, 4th active winning coach that's been at one school. He played college basketball at Berea, graduated there in 1981. He's got 738 wins to his name and 305 losses to his name. It's a very good record, but I really hope that he gets his 306th loss today. And for West Alabama, the starting lineup consists of number 0, the forward, 6'4", junior from Bolton, Mississippi, transfer from Jones College, Shadarian Allen. And also at guard for West Alabama will be the 6'4", sophomore out of Hoover, Alabama, transfer from Presbyterian College, number 1, C.J. Melton. And then also playing guard, the 6-foot junior from Pelham, Alabama, transfer from Spring Hill College, number 2, Justin Allison. And at guard, the 6'2", senior who plays guard from Clinton, Mississippi, transfer from Columbus State, is number 4, Robert Davis. And then Down low for the Tigers will be the 6'4" junior from Montevallo, Alabama. Number 5, Tate Smith. Smith is a transfer from Enterprise State Community College. And that is both teams' starting lineup. West Alabama, coached by Nick Woodruff in his second season as the head coach. Seventh season on the coaching staff here at West Alabama. He was an assistant under Coach Alan Sharp before becoming the head coach. And he's assisted by Jake Joblin and Trey Moore. We are going to take a short break. And when we come back, we are going to bring you tip-off here from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They leave the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back here to the Reed Pace Arena here on the campus of Nova Southeastern. West Alabama getting set for tip-off against Ember Riddle in the first round of the NCAA Division II Men's Basketball Tournament Championship. West Alabama will be in their road red jerseys as they're the sixth seed. West Alabama jerseys has got the number on the back, Tiger logo on top of the number on the back, on the front. It's got the number in the middle with West Alabama on top and on the bottom. And on the shorts, it's got a tiger stripe on it. And Ember Riddle, they're in their home white jerseys as they're the three seed. And this is the first game of the South region. So West Alabama and Ember Riddle going to get things going here shortly. Got a pretty decent crowd here. Some Tiger fans have made the trip. Some Ember Riddle fans have made the trip. Ember Riddle is out of Daytona Beach, Florida, which is about 3.5-4 hours north of here. West Alabama is back home in Livingston, Alabama. It's about a 12-hour drive, 13-hour drive, 14-hour drive maybe. Jumping for West Alabama will be C.J. Melton. Tigers made the trip down here on Wednesday night. Got in early Thursday morning, about 2 a.m. Flew down from Jackson to Miami. C.J. Melton jumping against Michael McAllister for Ember Riddle. Our head official brings the ball to center court, throws in the air, and tip-off is underway, and West Alabama controls it, and we are underway with the Division II South Region Tournament. Justin Allison picks it up. He crosses midcourt. On the left side, top of the key now, working the right side. Stops to Tate Smith. Smith on the left side. Smith dribbles it. Right side to Melton. Melton on the right wing. Shot clock at 11. Allison has it right side. Left wing to Allen. Allen going to work. Driving in. The three-point shot is up. No good. Rebounds controlled by Whitlow. Whitlow has it. Gives it to Crouch. Crouch on the left wing. Dribbles it top of the arc now. On the left side now. Left side pass goes to McAllister. McAllister back to Crouch. Crouch, top of the key, dribbles it, hands it off to Jenkins. The top of the key three, and he buries it. Ember Riddle gets things going with the three-point basket, and they're ahead 3-0. Robert Davis has it. Dribbling it across the Nova Southeastern logo here at center court. Right side pass to Allen, to Melton, Melton, to Davis. Davis on the left wing. Davis stops a three-point shot, and he buries it. Returns a three to Ember Riddle. They're going to count it as a two, so it's a 3-2 game now. Crouch, right side pass to McAllister. McAllister, right side to Jenkins. Jenkins on the right wing. Up top to Whitlow. Left side to Crouch. Crouch. Up top to Jenkins. Jenkins driving in on the left side. Dribbles it out to Crouch. Crouch, left wing, drives. Lost the ball. Picked up by Allen. Allen to Allison. He's going the other way on the right side. Tigers have it. Allison, left wing to Tay Smith. He pump fakes, driving in. Goes up. Lost the ball, but he's fouled. So I believe Smith is going to go to the charity stripe to shoot a pair. I thought that shot by Robert Davis was a three, but it was a two. And the live stats have it as a three. The scoreboard has it as a two. So I don't know what's going on. I have it as a three right now until I hear otherwise. Tay Smith, the free throw, no good. Keeps the score at either 3-3 or 3-2. We've got 18-13 remaining here in the first half. Tay Smith sits in out of Montevallo, Alabama. His second free throw is up, and he knocks it in. And we're gonna say West Alabama has the 4-3 lead right now. As Crouch has it left side, dribbles it top of the key on the right side now. Crouch, right side, the entry pass to Jenkins. Excuse me, to Murray. Murray, the layup is up, and it's good. And so now the live stats have corrected. They did count as a two, so Ember Riddle has a 5-3 lead. So I was wrong. So we got 17-14, 45 remaining here in the first half. Tigers trail by two to Ember Riddle here in the NCAA tournament. Davis, top of the key, driving in right side. He stops, goes up, and falls to the ground. No foul was called. Ball goes out of bounds. Davis a little slow to get up, but he'll be all right as he pops right up. It'll be Tiger basketball. Justin Allison will trigger it in. 10 seconds on the shot clock to Allen, to Allison. Allison, left wing. Shot clock at six. To Melton. Melton at five. Kicks it outside to Davis at three. Davis, the three, it's up. No good. Rebound controlled by Ember Riddle. Going the other way now is Crouch. Crouch on the right wing. He's driving in against Allen. Stops, brings it back out to Jenkins. Jenkins, top of the key. Right side pass to Murray. Murray hands it off to Crouch. Crouch back to Murray. The layup, it's up, it's good. Very good play design there by Ember Riddle to find Murray wide open in the paint for the layup. Robert Davis crossing midcourt for West Alabama. He dribbles it, hands it off to Allison. Allison on the right wing, top of the key. Right side to Davis. Davis to Allen. Allen on the block. Pivots. The jump shot, it's up. No good. Rebound controlled by Jenkins. Jenkins going the other way. Has it on the right wing. Top of the key. Kicks it outside. The three is up by Whitlow, and he knocks it home. 10-3 start for Ember Riddle. We've got 16-24 remaining here in the first half. Allison working against Whitlow. Crossing midcourt, top of the key, to Davis. Davis to Melton. Melton to Allison. Allison, top of the key, dribbles it, left wing, up top to Smith. Smith, top of the arc, dribbles it, lost the ball, got it back. The pass to Allen, and a foul is going to be called on Murray. And that'll be Murray's first foul of the game. So Romeo Crouch has got one, Murray's got one. Allison set to inbound it to Smith, left wing three, no good. Rebound controlled by Ember Riddle. Going the other way now, Whitlow crossing midcourt, right side, going to drive in all the way under the paint. The pass to Murray on the left side, left short corner, working against Melton. Backing down Melton, he spins around, the layup, air balls it, rebounded by Allison, crossing midcourt, working on the right side, going to slow the game down a little bit. Allison, top of the key. Backs it out, left wing, driving in again. He kicks it outside. Robert Davis, the three, it's up. No good. Rebound controlled by Murray to Whitlow. Whitlow driving in. The layup, it's up. Count it, and the foul. And now that brings us to our first media timeout. West Alabama trails Embry Riddle 12-3 with 15:23 to go. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be back here at the Rick Case Arena in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by at Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back here to the Rick Case Arena here on the campus of Nova Southeastern. West Alabama trails Embry Riddle 12-3 right now with 15:23 to go. As Whitlow is at the charity stripe shooting one after the made layup and the foul on Tay Smith. Calvin Finch has checked in to replace Tay Smith. And it looks like our officials are reviewing something here at the monitor. Not sure what it is. Trying to see if I can get a look. And thought they might be reviewing the three-point shot earlier in the game by Robert Davis that they count as a two. But I can see the monitor here on my right side, and that's not it at all. So I'm not necessarily sure what they are reviewing. And
hey, everybody need to be talking on defense.
Not necessarily sure. We got one official looking like he's ready to shoot free throws, and the other two are here reviewing. And so Whitlow, again, he'll be at the line. He's got 5 points tonight with one rebound. And he's played 5 minutes in the game. And it'll be his first trip to the line tonight. Still not sure what's going on. Not heard anything official. And looks like we got things figured out here now. And so Whitlow sets in at the charity stripe to shoot one. Free throws up, and it's good. Makes the score. 13-3, 10-point game. Allison has it, being double-teamed. Gives the ball to Davis. Davis to Allen. Allen left wing. Driving in, the lob to Calvin Finch. Missed the pass. Rebound picked up by Embry Riddle. Crouch driving in right side. The layup, count it, and the foul. Foul's going to be on Shadarian Allen. That'll be his first of the game. West Alabama has absolutely no momentum right now. Just the most honest way to say it. as Ember Riddle leads it 15-3 with 15:09 to go here in the first half. We heard Coach Woodruff say that this is the fastest team that they have played all season, and he is 100% right about that. As Crouch missed the free throw, Allison picked up the rebound, gives it to Robert Davis. Davis crosses midcourt, top of the arc, working against Crouch, to Allen, Allen to Melton, Melton to Davis, Davis to Allen, Allen at the free throw line, driving in left side, the layup, count it, and the foul. Nice job by Shadarian Allen to get the basket to fall, and that foul is going to be on number one, I believe, Romeo Crouch. And let's see who they pick it up on. That is on Romeo Crouch. So that is a key point here in this game. Romeo Crouch has picked up his second personal foul. We're going to see if he stays in or if he comes out. And he's going to stay in the game as Allen buries the free throw. Makes it a 9-point game. And Kevin Hill checks in for Robert Davis. And so Romeo Crouch dribbling the ball up the court with two fouls. It would be huge if he picked up a third. Right side pass goes to McAllister. Entry pass to Crouch on the block. Crouch spins around, kicks it outside. McAllister, the layup, no good. Rebound McAllister, goes back up. And he missed the layup, but he's fouled again. So that one is on Justin Allison, his first of the game. So McAllister will head to the charity stripe to shoot two. So McAllister sets in. First free throw is up, and it's good. Makes it a 10-point game. Second free throw is up, and it's good. Makes the score 17-6. Ember Riddle leads it by 11. We've got 14:27 to go in the first half. Melton gives it to Allison. Allison beats the double team, and now a foul will be on McAllister. That's his first of the game.
That's a tissue. That's a tissue foul.
And C.J. Melton for West Alabama will inbound it. He gives it to Allison. Allison begins to dribble the ball, working against Whitlow. Allison, top of the key, dribbles it left side on the left wing. Top of the key now, driving in right side. The pass and the turnover picked up by Whitlow, driving in right side. The layup blocked by Calvin Finch. Picked up by Murray. Murray to McAllister. Up top to Jenkins. The three-point shot is fouled by Justin Allison. Allison got him on the wrist on the shot. That's a tough one there, but Calvin Finch had a fantastic block, which saved 2 points, but now Jenkins will get the chance to get three free throws. So the first one is up, and it's good. And see Robert Davis at the scorer's table. Second one by Jenkins is up, and it's good. And Robert Davis will check in for Justin Allison. West Alabama trails by 13 with 14:01 to go here in the first half. Jenkins sits in the free throw, and it's good. 20-6, a 14-point lead here for Ember Riddle. Shadarian Allen set to inbound it, and he gives it to Kevin Hill. Hill back to Robert Davis, and Davis is crossing midcourt. Top of the key, calls up the Tiger play on the right side now, stops the pass to Melton in the corner, dribbles it to Davis. Davis up top to Finch. Finch to Davis. Davis top of the key, driving in left side, spins around, stops the floater, no good. Rebound controlled by Whitlow. Whitlow gives it left side to Jenkins, driving in, kicks it outside, up top. The entry pass to Murray, the ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Ember Riddle basketball. Ember Riddle basketball. And so now Murray's got it. Pass goes up top. The block by Melton. Rebound McAllister. Left side pass to Murray. Murray on the left wing. Kicks it outside to Jenkins. Excuse me, to Whitlow. The pass right side. The three as Romeo Crouch buries it. It's a 23-6 game right now with 13:05 to go. West Helena has got to get stops and score the basketball. Melton dribbles it left side, brings it back up top. On the right side now to Allen. Allen, top of the key. He pivots, drives, kicks it outside to Melton. Melton driving in right side, and an offensive charge is called. And that will be on C.J. Melton, his second of the game. Justin Allison, Tay Smith, check in for Calvin Finch and C.J. Melton. Romeo Crouch walking the ball off the court. Top of the key, left side pass, goes to McAllister. Up top to Whitlow, dribbles it right side. The pass, the layup, it's up, it's good for Jenkins. 25-6, with 12:26 to go, Embry-Little leads it. Allen has it, gives it back to Davis. Davis walking the ball off the court. Top of the arc now. Dribbles it right side. Trying to get it to Allen. And a kickball violation.
It's a kickball violation. Resets to 20.
Hey, somebody get going. Let go.
And so the shot clock will reset to 20. And the Tigers will get the ball back. Davis to Allen. Allen on the right side, driving in. Kicks it outside to Hill, to Smith, to Allison. Allison driving in on the right short corner now. Backs it out. Right corner of the three. It's up. No good. Rebound Shadarian Allen. Allen pump fakes on the block. Goes up strong. No good. Rebound controlled by Amber Riddle. Crouch going the other way with it now. On the left wing. Driving in. He stops. The layup. It's up. No good, but he's fouled. That foul will be on, not sure who they got. Think Robert Davis. That's Davis's first of the game. That brings us to our under 12 media timeout. Ember Riddle leads 25-6 with 11:41 to go. We'll take a short break. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to the Rick Case Arena here on the campus of Nova Southeastern. Ember Riddle came out of the gates on fire, shooting the ball from the field 66% from three-point land, 75%, 8 for 12 from the field, 3 for 4 from deep. And they've got 10 rebounds compared to West Alabama's 4. They've got 5 assists compared to UWA's none. And West Alabama has got 3 turnovers. Ember Riddle has got 1. And so,
hey, one play at a time, one bucket at a time.
That's kind of the storyline so far in this one. And the fouls. West Alabama has got 16 fouls, while Ember Riddle has got 4. And, you know, Romeo Crouch, he's got 2 fouls, and he is at the free throw line right now. Free throw is up, and it's good. Makes the score 26-7. And the second one is up. No good. Rebound, C.J. Melton, and a foul is going to be called on McAllister. So Melton will trigger it in. He gives it to Robert Davis. Davis being double teamed. Got to get rid of it. Gives it to Melton. Melton dribbling it. Being double teamed now. Stops. The pass to Hill. Hill top of the key. Right side to Davis. Davis on the right wing. Dribbling it. Working against Jenkins. Backs it out. The pass to Tay Smith on the left wing. Smith to Davis. Shot clock at 7. Driving in. Lost it. Picked up by Crouch. Crossing midcourt is Crouch. Right side. Driving in. The layup. It's up. It's good. 28-7 is the score with 11:05 to go here in the first half. Robert Davis crossing midcourt for West Alabama. Top of the key. He's got it. Dribbles it right side. The entry pass to Hill. Hill kicks it outside. The wild pass goes out of bounds, and it will be Embry-Riddle basketball. Romeo Crouch has the ball, top of the key. And he passes it right side to Whitlow. Whitlow, right wing, the entry pass to Murray. Murray on the block, working against Tay Smith. Spins around, the layup, it's up, and it falls in. 30-7, Embry-Riddle leads, and they are on a 15-1 run over the last 4 minutes. Allison to Davis. Davis, left wing, top of the key. Right side to Hill. Hill to Davis. Davis pivots. Left wing now. The three. It's up. And he knocks it home. 30-10 now. 9:55 to go here in the first half. Crouch crosses midcourt. Right wing. Right side pass. Goes to Whitlow. Entry pass. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be West Alabama basketball. West Alabama basketball. And Shadarian Allen will check in for Kevin Hill. And Allison has it. Walking the ball off the court. Crossing midcourt. Top of the arc. He dribbles it left side. The pass to Melton on the left wing. Melton to Allen. Allen. Right side to Davis. Davis right wing. The pass to Allen in the corner. Allen working on the block now. Stops the layup. It's up. No good. Rebound picked up by Embry-Riddle. Throws it ahead to Romeo Crouch on the left side now. Crouch. Left wing. Backs it out. Driving in now. In the paint. The layup. It's up. It's good. 32-10 with 9:07 to go here in the first half. Justin Allison has it right side. Top of the key. Driving in. Kicks it outside. Robert Davis the three. No good. Rebound Allen. Kicks it outside to Tay Smith. The three. And he knocks it home. 32-13. West Alabama now trails by 19. Jenkins, the entry pass. Goes to Alessandro. Kicks it outside. And it'll be stolen by C.J. Melton. Throws it to Robert Davis. Davis right side. The layup. It's up. It's good. 32-15. Tigers trail by 17. Tigers kind of getting a little groove here. As Crouch has the top of the key, dribbles it right side, working against Allison. He stops up top, left side pass, goes to Hennigan. Entry pass to Murray. He goes up, and now a foul is called. And that will be on Robert Davis. And that is his second of the game. So UWA has got Allison with two. Davis with two, and you've also got Tay Smith with one, Milton with one, and Allen with one. So Murray's at the charity stripe. The free throw, no good, off the back iron. keeps the score. Embry-Riddle 32, West Alabama 15. And Calvin Finch checks back in for Tay Smith. And the free throw's up and good for Murray. So Murray checks out of the game. And number 31, Nicola Jurotic, checks in. Justin Allison crossing midcourt. Top of the arc, left wing now. Dribbles the top of the key. He stops. Left side pass to Melton. Melton, left wing, up top to Allen. Allen, the jump shot. No good. Put back by Calvin Finch. And makes the score 33-17. 7:43 to go. Tigers still by 16. Tigers don't necessarily have to cut the lead. Had the lead going in the halftime. You just got to cut it, I'd say, about a 10 or under lead. And Romeo Crouch responds with a jump shot of his own to make the score 35-17. I'm telling you, these Embry-Riddle guys are a good group of guys that play solid basketball. Allison, right side to Allen. Allen kicks it out to the corner to Melton, the three, and he knocks it home. 35-20 now. It's a 15-point game with 17 to go. Romeo Crouch on the right side. The pass to Jurotic on the baseline on the right short corner. Back and down. And the layup is up, and it's good. Makes the score now 37-20. Allen to Allison. Allison crossing midcourt, top of the arc. Top of the key now, driving in. He pump fakes, the layup, it's up. No good, but he's fouled. So Allison will head to the charity stripe to shoot a pair. And we've got the under eight timeout, so we're going to take a short break. UWA trails Embry-Riddle by 17 here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida at the NCAA Division II Men's Basketball South Region Quarterfinals. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Rick Case Arena here on the campus of Nova Southeastern, where West Alabama trails Embry-Riddle by 17 points. Justin Allison's at the charity stripe shooting a pair. After getting fouled by Alessandro. And the first one is up, and it's good. Makes the score 37-21 now. Tigers trail by 16. Allison sits in, the second one's up, and it's good. 15-point game, and Kaven Hill checks in for Robert Davis. Again, Romeo Crouch in the game, and he's got two personal fouls, but he's also got 12 points, so it'd be crucial if he picked up a third. Crouch has it right side. Passes it up top to Jurotic. Jurotic driving in, spins around, kicks it outside to Alessandro. He's driving in against Tay Smith. Stops the jump shot off the back iron, and no good. Rebound, Justin Allison. Allison going the other way now, crossing midcourt, left wing. Dribbles it, top of the key. He stops the pass to Smith, right wing, driving in. Spins around, the layup is up, no good. Rebound, Romeo Crouch. Crouch going the other way on the left wing now. Working as Allen. The pass to Whitlow. Driving in now on the right block. The handoff to Crouch. Crouch, and an offensive foul is called. That's going to be his third of the game. And so now I believe they're going to review it.
Offensive foul.
They're going to review this and see if it might have been flagrant at all. I believe that's what they're going to do. And that is what they're going to do to see if it was flagrant.
No. Get out, coach. We ain't talking about shoulders. We talking about elbows.
We're begging over there.
Ladies and gentlemen, the previous
and Emer Riddle, head coach Steve Ritter, not happy about it, but they're going to review it. And so now the officials come over here to the scores table and they're looking. And it's got to be clear evidence that it was something flagrant or malicious. And just by looking at the camera angle that they have, I don't know if you'll be able to get a good look or not to see if it was. Because I believe they've only got one camera here on the opposite side of what happened. And we'll see what they call. And I think they might just call it a basketball move. We'll see what they say. And so they're just going to call it a common foul, probably the correct call. I don't think Crouch had anything malicious involved with that foul. So I think it's probably a good call. As Allison gives it to Robert Davis. Davis hands it off to Allison, top of the key. But Romeo Crouch is out with three fouls now, so that's huge for West Alabama. Calvin Finch, top of the key. Got the ball left side to Davis. Davis left wing now. Dribbles it, top of the arc. Driving in, stops, steps back, driving in left side. Pump fakes, the floater, it's up, no good. Rebound controlled by Amber Riddle. As Jenkins has it, crossing midcourt here on the left wing. Amber Riddle leads it by 15. The entry pass to Jurotic on the block. Working against Calvin Finch. Kicks it outside to Hennigan, up top to Jenkins. Left side to Whitlow now. Left wing, the long three by Whitlow. No good. Rebound controlled by Kaven Hill. Hill gives it to Allen, crossing midcourt. Allen, top of the key, and he's going to stop and let his Tiger offense catch up to him. Robert Davis on the left wing now. Right side to Allison, driving in right side. The layup, no good, but he's fouled. And
how long did it take you to look at a foul call?
Allison a little slow to get up. So he's going to go to the foul line and shoot two. Trying to cut it to a 13-point game. And that's on Alessandro, his second of the game. So Justin Allison, the first free throw, it's up, and it's good. Makes the score 37-23. And Tay Smith checks in for Shadarian Allen. And C.J. Melton checks in for Calvin Finch. So Justin Allison sets in. Shooting second free throw. It's up. It's good. And it's a 13-point game. Tigers have a little momentum here. As Jenkins has it left side, top of the key, dribbling it right side now. Stops, pass goes up top to Alessandro, driving in left side. He stops, spins around, kicks it outside to Hennigan, to Jenkins, driving in. The layup is off the glass, no good. Rebound, Alessandro, kicks it outside to Whitlow. He drives in, kicks it outside to Jenkins. Shot clock at two, the jump shot, it's up, no good. Rebound controlled by Jurotic. Jurotic on the Right wing gets it up top to Hennigan. Left side, the three by Alessandro, and he buries it. It's a 16-point game. Robert Davis has it. And Davis crosses midcourt here, top of the arc. On the right side now. Right wing. Up top to Smith, to Kevin Hill, left wing. The handoff to Allison. Allison, top of the key, stops. The pass to Hill, to Smith. Smith at six on the shot clock. In the corner, left wing now, driving in. At three, at two, got to shoot it. And he shoots it, no good. Rebound goes to Alessandro. Alessandro gets it to Whitlow. And Whitlow crosses midcourt here at the top of the arc. 3:18 to go in the first half as Whitlow drives in left side. The layup, no good. Rebound controlled by Robert Davis to Melton now. Melton crossing midcourt, right wing. Driving in, and oh, he had Kevin Hill wide open. Just didn't see him, though. The handoff to Allison, and we've got three to go here in the first half. Tigers trail by 16. Allison, long three-point shot, and he buries it. Mercy. Justin Allison just hit that one from the U of the Nova Southeastern logo. That was a long three for Justin Allison. And Allison now, he's got 7 points here in the game. And so we've got 2:52 to go with a timeout. And we are going to take a short break. West Alabama trailed by 13. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back here to the Rick Case Arena on the campus of Nova Southeastern. Ember Riddle has the basketball, and Hennigan will hand it off to Jenkins. And now back to Hennigan, top of the key. The pass to Jenkins, top of the arc. And he passes the right side to Hennigan. On the right side, up top to Whitlow. Whitlow passes it to the corner to Hennigan. Up top, the long three by Whitlow. No good. Rebound, Kevin Hill. With Romeo Crouch out of the game, Ember Riddle does not really have anyone to run their offense through, it seems. And so, good that he's on the bench. I hope he stays on the bench. Bryce Martin in the game for West Alabama. And he hands it off to Allison. Allison driving in, lost it, and stolen by Ember Riddle as McAllister came up with it. And he gets it right side of Jenkins. The pass to Whitlow. Whitlow begins to dribble it, and he'll dribble it to the top of the arc. The entry pass to McAllister on the block. Left side, the block by Bryce Martin. Fantastic defense by Bryce. Allison picks it up. He crosses midcourt here on the right side. C.J. Melton left side. The pass to Martin to Allison. Allison has it left side. Shot clock at 10. Driving. He falls to the ground. Got to get rid of it to Melton. Melton left side. The pass to Allison in the corner. The three. And he knocks it home. It's a 10-point game, folks. 40-20. West Alabama is storming back in this game. 6-0 run over the last 90 seconds. It's more like a slow jog. McAllister. The pass out to Hennigan. The three. And he knocks it home. Back to a 13-point game now for Ember Riddle. That's Robert Davis. Davis has it right side. Davis Now being double-teamed, and a foul's going to be called on Whitlow. And Whitlow does not think he fouled, but, I mean, when you're practically holding Davis's hand, or wrist, arm, I'd say it's a foul. That's just his first of the game, though. And so Robert Davis at the 2 to strike, trying to shoot 2, or excuse me, 1-1. Davis sets in. He's got 8 points today. First one is up. No good. Rebound. Now a foul is called. And I believe C.J. Melton's going to head to the foul line to shoot a 1-1. C.J. Melton sets in. The first free throw is up, and it's good. So it's a 43-31 game. Melton sets in. Second free throw is up, and it's good. Makes the score 43-32 with 47 seconds to go. Whitlow letting the ball roll. And he will pick it up as he crosses midcourt. Dribbles it right side. He stops. He hands it off to Jenkins. Top of the arc. Jenkins, right side. The three is up. And he's fouled by Robert Davis. And Davis can't believe it. And that'll be Robert Davis' third of the game. And that's going to send Jenkins to the line to shoot 3.
Number 8.
And he makes the first free throw. Second free throw is up and good. Makes the score 45-32, 13-point game. And Ember Riddle has got some substitutions as Whitlow checks out. So Jenkins will set in for his third free throw. He's got 10 points today. Free throws no good. Rebound picked up by Jenkins. He throws it out of bounds. So it'll be Tiger basketball. Some UAH players sitting behind us as they get ready for their game following against Barry. Caught the ball in the stands. Shadarian Allen set to inbound it. He gives it to Allison. Allison dribbling the ball as he crosses midcourt here on the left wing. Shot clock at 18, game clock at 20. Allison top of the arc now. Probably going to try and hold it for the final shot. Imbaruta will have about 4 or 3 seconds. Allison left side. Shot clock at 6. At 5. Allison driving in. Hands it off to Hill. Hill the 3. No good off the back iron. Picked up by Imbaruta. Jenkins has it top of the key. The floater as the buzzer sounds. No good off the backboard. And so West Alabama will head to the locker room trailing 45-32. And West Alabama is in very good shape right now compared to what they were at the 10-minute point of the first half. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will give you the halftime team and individual stats, as well as kind of preview the second half. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball here on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back here to the Rick Case Arena on the campus of Nova Southeastern. West Sumter trails 45-32 here against Emory Riddle. Taking a look at the scoring. With 10 minutes to go in the first half, it was a 30-10 ball game. With 9:15 to go, it was a 32-10 ball game. So in the final 9 minutes and 15 seconds, UWA has cut the lead to 13. And they had it at a 12-point lead, but now it's a 13-point lead. And so Tigers are kind of in good shape here as they enter the second half. Only give up 15 points, kind of figuring out how to defend Ember Riddle. It definitely helped when Romeo Crouch picked up his third foul and had to go to the bench. And so now we're going to look at some halftime stats. First, for Ember Riddle, Murray with 7 points, 3 rebounds, played 13 minutes. Jenkins with 10 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and played 19 minutes. Hennigan with 3 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, and 10 minutes in the first half. Jerodic with 2 points, 1 rebound, 8 minutes. Crouch with 12 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 fouls, and played 14 minutes. Alessandro with 3 points, 2 rebounds, 2 fouls, and played 8 minutes. Whitlow with 6 points. With 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 foul, and played 16 minutes. And McAllister has got 2 points and played 11 minutes, and he's got 2 rebounds. UWA, Shadarian Allen with 3 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and played 14 minutes. CJ Melton has got 5 points, 1 for 1 from the field, 2 for 2 from free throw line, 1 rebound, 2 assists, and 17 minutes in the first half. Justin Allison's got 10 points, 2 for 3 from the field, as well as from three-point land, 4 for 4 from the charity stripe, 5 rebounds, 2 fouls, 2 turnovers, and played 18 minutes. Kaven Hill played 12 minutes. He's got 3 rebounds. Bryce Martin played 3 minutes and had or he played really good defense when he was in the game. Robert Davis played 8 points, 3 for 8 from the field, 3 fouls, and played 18 minutes. Tate Smith with 4 points, 1 foul, and played 12 minutes. Calvin Finch with 2 points and played 6 minutes. And that is your individual stats so far here in the game. And UWA, 36% from the field, 9 for 25 from the field, 50% from three-point land, which is 6 for 12, 80% from the foul line, which is 8 for 10, 6 turnovers, 3 points off of Ember Riddle's 5 turnovers, 14 rebounds, 9 defensive, 5 offensive, 7 second-chance points, 2 bench points, 6 points in the paint, 3 fast break points, 3 blocks, 2 steals, 4 assists, and that is UWA's team stats. Ember Riddle, 56% from the field, 15 of 27, 63% from the 3-point line, 5 for 8 from 3-point range, 71% from the charity stripe, 10 for 14 from the line, 5 turnovers, 11 points off of UWA's turnovers, and 18 total rebounds for Ember Riddle. 12 defensive, 6 offensive, 11 second chance points, 8 bench points, 18 points in the paint, 8 fast break points, 4 steals, 7 assists, and this game has been tied up once. And that was when it was 0-0. And we've had 2 lead changes as UWA led at the very beginning for 18 seconds. And then ever since then, it's been all Ember Riddle. And so now we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll preview the second half. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball here on Slot 104.9. Tigers trail by 13 at the break.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online. Studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back here to the Rick Case Arena. We're West Alabama Trails Embry Riddle by 13 points here at the break. We got a lot of stuff going on in Tiger Athletics today. We're going to take a look at the other events going on today. As it's about to be noon back home in Livingston. And down here in Fort Lauderdale, it's about to be 1 p.m. And looking at today's stuff going on, we've got softball playing against West Florida today at 1 p.m. in Livingston. Men's tennis on the road, taking on St. Mary's. They play this morning, and right now trailing St. Mary's 3-2. And West Florida and UWA baseball getting set for first pitch at 1 o'clock at Tart Field in Livingston, Alabama. And then this morning we also had the UWA football spring game at Tiger Stadium as they get geared for football. And so lots of stuff going on in Tiger Athletics today. Taking a look at the bracket for the South Region. Playing today, following our game, will be Berry and Alabama Huntsville. Berry is the 2 seed, UAH is the 7 seed after getting the automatic bid to this tournament. After winning the Gulf South Conference Tournament Championship last weekend in Birmingham. And Union and Miles will play tonight at 6:30. Nova Southeastern will play Savannah State at 4 Central Time, or excuse me, at 4 Central Time, 5 Local Time. And all those games being played here at Nova Southeastern. And so we've got about 3 minutes until the second half begins. UWA, Embry Riddle, both back out of the locker room, taking their second half warm-ups shots. And we are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll bring you tip-off here from the Rick Case Arena on the campus of Nova Southeastern. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They leave the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back here to the Rick Case Arena here on the campus of Nova Southeastern. West Alabama trails by 13 to Embry Riddle here at halftime. It was a 22-point lead that Embry Riddle had. Embry Riddle led by 22 at one point. And UWA has now cut it to a 13-point lead. And both teams are in their huddles by their bench talking. Last minute, second half preparations. UWA shooting the ball, getting 1.067 points per possession. And Embry Riddle, 1.406. That's a very, very impressive number. Anytime you can get, West Alabama shoot the ball per possession extremely well, which is very impressive. And Embry Riddle's is just through the roof with 1.406. Very impressive stuff. Very impressive first half by Embry Riddle. And we talked about it in the first half, but Romeo Crouch has got 3 fouls, and he is in the game to begin the second half. And We're about to start here momentarily. Robert Davis, Tay Smith, C.J. Melton, Shadarian Allen, and Justin Allison is your Tiger Five as we begin. Crouch, Murray, Jenkins, Whitlow, McAllister for Ember Riddle. As Romeo Crouch picks it up on the right wing. Going to work against Allen. The entry pass to Murray. Murray on the right short corner. Being double-teamed now. And the pass left side up top to Crouch. The three. No good. Rebound by McAllister on the right block. McAllister turns around. The layup. No good. Rebound by Allen to Davis. Tigers. Very good defensive possession there. Davis hands it off to Allison. Allison left wing. Dribbles it now. Backs it out. Top of the arc. Dribbling it right side now to Smith. Smith to Allison. Entry pass to Melton on the block. Melton spins around, kicks it outside to Davis, drives in. The jump shot's up. The jump shot falls. 45-34, Tigers go up by 11 with 19-10 to go in the game. Romeo Crouch has it on the right wing. The left side pass to McAllister to Jenkins. And now a foul is going to be issued on Tay Smith. Unfortunately, I didn't see what happened. But all I saw was McAllister on the ground. So Tay Smith picks up a quick second personal foul here in the second half. As Crouch will inbound it, and he gives it to Murray. Murray gets it up top to Whitlow, to Jenkins, to Crouch, right wing. Crouch has it, pivots, working as Allen, driving in, stops the jump shot. No good, rebound controlled by Justin Allison. Allison has it. He's walking it up the court. Tigers can cut it to a single-point deficit with a made basket. Allison, right side. The pass to Melton. Melton, right short corner. Going to work against Crouch. Melton kicks it outside to Smith. Smith to Allison. Shot clock at 12. Allison dribbles it left side to Smith. Top of the key. The three. It's up. No good. Rebound goes to Murray. Murray gives it right side to Jenkins. Jenkins crossing midcourt here on the right wing. He stops the pass to Murray in the right short corner. Murray hands it off to Crouch. Crouch on the right wing. And now a foul is going to be called on Murray, I believe. And they're going to say an offensive foul. Murray picks up his second foul. West Alabama playing much more aggressive here defensively in the second half compared to how they began the first half. So UWA having some life as we begin. Davis dribbles it left side. The pass to Allen, top of the arc, the three, and he buries it. 8-point lead for Ember Riddle. 45-37, 17:54 to go. Romeo Crouch has the ball. Left wing, top of the key, right side. Hands it off to Jenkins. He drives in, lost it, and a foul is going to be called on UWA. Let's see who they pick it up on. And it'll be on number four, Robert Davis. That is Davis's fourth of the game. So Kevin Hill will check in and replace Davis here momentarily. And so Jenkins, the free throw is up. It's good. 46-37 with 17:40 to go. And Kevin Hill will check in. And the free throw is up and good, and it's a 10-point lead. Allison has it. And he's dribbling it. And he crosses midcourt. Top of the arc. Dribbles it right side. Calls out the play. Top of the arc. Right side to Hill. Hill to Allison. Allison to Smith. Smith to Melton. Melton in the left corner. Melton to Smith. Smith steps into a three. No good. Off the back iron. Rebound. Goes out of bounds. Off the hands of Kevin Hill. It's going to be Ember Riddle basketball. And so, Romeo Crouch crosses midcourt. Left wing, top of the key, dribbles it right side. The pass up top to the corner. McAllister, the three, falls into it. No good. Rebound, Kevin Hill. Hill to Allison. Tigers got to get buckets as they're getting stops. Allison, top of the key, stops, steps into a three. No good off the back iron. Rebound controlled by Crouch. Crouch going the other way. Top of the key. Falls to the ground. And they call a jump ball.
Jump ball.
It'll be West Sullivan basketball. Thought they might call a travel, but just call a jump ball. And Calvin Finch will check into the game for Tay Smith. And C.J. Melton inbounds it to Justin Allison. Allison, top of the key. Stops to Hill. Hill on the right wing, up top to Allison. Allison dribbles it now, left wing. He stops. Cross-court pass to Kevin Hill. To Finch, to Allen. The jump shot. And he knocks it home. It's an 8-point game again. Romeo Crouch has it going the other way with it now. Left wing. The pass to McAllister. Entry pass goes out of bounds. Tiger basketball.
One play at a time. Hey, y'all got to move that ball. Y'all got to keep that ball moving.
And Justin Allison has it. And he crosses midcourt here on the Nova Southeastern University logo. Right side to Hill. Hill to Finch. Back to Hill. To Allison. Allison to Hill. Kevin Hill at the three. And he knocks it home. It's a 5-point game. Let's go, West Alabama. Romeo Crouch has it. And he crosses midcourt here on the left wing. Tiger fans here getting loud. Crouch drives in, keeps it out. McAllister, the three, no good. Rebound, Justin Allison. He's got it going the other way. Here on the left wing. Working against, the pass to Hill. The entry pass goes out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. That brings us to a media timeout. UWA trails by only five. And let me tell you, I have no idea how they've done it, but they have. 15:28 to go. 47 Indy Riddle, West Alabama 42. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Slav 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Here to Nova Southeastern, where UWA trails by only five. And UWA's got the ball to Melton, to Allison. Allison's got it right side to Finch. Finch slams it home. 3-point lead for Ember Riddle. Tigers trail by only three as Whitlow. Has it right side. Whitlow working as Allison. Entry pass to Murray being double teamed. The pass. The kick out goes out of bounds. It'll be Ember Riddle basketball.
Ember Riddle basketball.
Crouch gives it to Murray. Murray back to Crouch. Crouch drives in. Kicks it back to Murray. To Crouch. Crouch driving in. The floater. It's up. It's good. Count it and a foul. What a basket by Romeo Crouch. So it's now a 5-point Ember Riddle lead with 14:58 to go.
Hey, Real, what can you do? He's like this.
That foul's on C.J. Melton, his second of the game. Robert Davis on the bench. And Crouch buries the free throw. Melton set to inbound it. Ember Riddle applying full court pressure. And they knock it out of bounds. Shadarian Allen to Finch. Finch to Melton. Melton has it. Melton gives it to Allen. Allen top of the key to Hill. Kevin Hill in the corner of the three, and he knocks it home. 3-point lead for Embry Riddle. The pass down low to Murray being double teamed, and now a foul is going to be called on Calvin Finch. And so there's a lot going on, but UWA trails Embry Riddle 50-47 with 14:34 to go. Murray, left wing, he's got it, driving in, kicks it outside to Alessandro. Right side to Crouch. Crouch on the right wing, working as Allen. Steps in, the three, it's up, no good, rebound, and we've got a foul on Kevin Hill.
Kevin, good defense, Kevin. Hey.
And that's a tough one there. Looked like Kevin was just trying to box out. But they call the foul on Kevin. So that is Kevin Hill's first of the game. And Crouch gives it to Murray. Murray gives it up top to Whitlow. Right side to Crouch, driving baseline. He goes up, and another foul is going to be called on UWA, and a technical foul has been called on number zero.
Are you serious? Come on!
And now a technical foul has been called. I don't know who they got the tech on. So they get the technical on Shadarian Allen. Crouch at the line. The first one is up, and it's good. West Elmo got to play with composure here.
Come watch the video.
Second one is up, and it's good. And it's a 5-point game with 14:16 to go. So the initial foul is on Kevin Hill, and then Shadarian Allen had a foul on Crouch and then got teed up. And so that's where Crouch got those two free throws. Now he's at the line shooting another pair of free throws as he makes the first one. Makes the score 53-47. He'll get one more.
Let us talk. We can play. Let us
Crouch,
talk.
The second one is up. It's good. 54-47. And so now CJ Melton has it. Melton coming the other way. Crossing midcourt. Hands it off to Allison, top of the arc. Allison dribbles it to Melton. Melton, left wing to Finch. Finch, top of the arc, right side to Allison. Allison, right wing. And he'll drive in. He kicks it outside to Allen in the corner. The three, it's up, no good. Rebound controlled by Andrew Riddle and falls to the ground, and a traveling violation will be called on Jenkins. So it'll be Tiger basketball. We've got 13:50 to go. Tigers trail Andrew Riddle 54-47. Allen has it on the right short corner. Allen to Melton. Melton, the jump shot, it's up. No good. Rebound goes to Embry Riddle. Going the other way now is Crouch. Crouch has it. In the corner is Alessandro. Driving in, the jump shot, it's up. It's good. 56-47 with 13:28 to go. Allison's got it. Crossing midcourt. Top of the key. Dribbles it, hands it off to Allen. Allen to Finch. Finch to Melton. Melton, left wing to Allen. Allen in the short corner. Kicks it to Hill. Hill, the three, it's up. No good, off the back iron. Rebound controlled by Whitlow. To Crouch. Crouch to Whitlow. Whitlow, left wing. Working against Allison. Driving in. The layup, it's up. It's good. C.J. Melton has it.
Hey, keep playing.
Melton. Crossing midcourt. Tigers now trail by 11 again. Melton to Finch. Finch to Melton. Melton right wing. The pass to Allen. Allen on the right short corner. Spins around. Kicks it outside. Kevin Hill to Allison. Allison, the long three. And now a foul is called. So Justin Allison will head to the line to shoot three. That one is going to be on Whitlow. So Justin Allison sets into the line. First one is up, and it's good. So it's a 10-point lead again for Embry-Riddle with 12:24 to go. Allison, the second free throw is up, and it's good. 58-49 with 12:24 to go. Bryce Martin checks back in for Shadarian Allen. Allison, the free throw, it's up, it's good. Makes it 58-50, an 8-point lead. Alessandro has it, he gives it to Crouch. Crouch going the other way now, crossing midcourt. Top of the key, dribbles it right side, right wing, driving in all the way against Melton. The layup, it's up, no good. Rebound controlled by Murray. He kicks it out. Left side, the three by Whitlow. Short rebound, Justin Allison. Allison going the other way now. Crossing midcourt on the right side, far side. Right in front of the Tiger bench. Allison's got it. And he dribbles it. Gives it to C.J. Melton. Melton backs it out. On the left wing now, right in front of myself. Melton, right side. Allison driving in. The layup, floater, it's up. No good, but he's fouled. So he's going to head to the line to shoot two. Let's see who they get on that foul. Was it Romeo Crouch? No, it was Murray. That's his third of the game. 58-50, Embry-Riddle leads with 11:40 to go. We have a ways to go in this one, I feel. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back here to the Rick Case Arena, where UWA trails Embry-Riddle 58-50. And at halftime, Embry-Riddle had 45 points. They've only scored 13 here in the second half. So UWA defensively doing a much better job against the Eagles. Justin Allison's going to be at the charity stripe shooting two here momentarily. As he gets set at the line out of Pelham, Alabama. Justin got his 1,000th career point earlier today with a made three-point basket. So congratulations to him as he buries the first one. He sits in. Second free throw is up. And it's good. Makes the score 58-52 with 11:44 to go. Alessandro has it. He gives it right side to Jenkins. Jenkins crossing midcourt. On the right wing against Kevin Hill, top of the key. Driving in left side, stops, kicks it out to Murray, to Crouch. Crouch, right side to Whitlow. Whitlow, driving in right side. The floater layup is up, it's good. Makes the score 60-52. With 11:17 to go, Tigers trail by 8. C.J. Milton crossing midcourt, top of the arc. Milton calls up the Tiger plate, dribbles it right side on the right wing. Gives it to Finch up top. Finch to jump shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Whitlow. Whitlow's going the other way now. Gives it right side to Crouch. Crouch right wing. He stops the pass to Alessandro. Alessandro. The entry pass goes out of bounds off the foot of Bryce Martin. So a kickball violation. So the shot clock will reset to 20. And Crouch will trigger it in for Ember Riddle. And Jurodik gives it up top to Whitlow. Whitlow top of the key. Entry pass to Jurodik on the right short corner. Working against Calvin Finch on the block. Being double teamed now. Goes up and gives the ball outside. Alessandro, the block, and they call a jump. They call goaltending. Coach Woodruff not happy about that. Allison's got it now. They're not going to review it. It's a 10-point Embry-Riddle lead. Allison has it top of the key. Dribbles it right side on the right wing. Up top. Dribbles it left side. Backs it out. The three by Allison. No good. Rebound Calvin Finch. Finch tries to go up, but he missed it, but he's fouled. Or what they call. They call out of bounds. So now Shadarian Allen's going to check back into the game. Allison has it, gives it to Allen. Allen on the right short corner, kicks it out. Kevin Hill spot up the three. No good. Rebound Justin Allison, top of the key. Allison resets things here. Shot clock resets and it's at 15. To Milton. Milton in the corner. Bryce Martin the three. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Embry-Riddle basketball. Whitlow gives it to Crouch. Crouch going the other way now as he crosses midcourt. Top of the key. Drives in left side. The layup, it's up, it's good. Tough basket for Romeo Crouch. Justin Allison has it. He crosses midcourt on the right wing. Hands it off to Hill to Martin. Martin, top of the arc. And got to get rid of it. And he throws it directly out of bounds. So the Embry-Riddle basketball. And so Whitlow. Whitlow will inbound it for Ember Riddle. And he gives it to Crouch.
Take the straight back down.
Crouch, top of the key. Right side pass to Jurodik on the right wing. Jurodik looking, dribbles it, gives it up top to Whitlow. He drives in, the entry pass, the layup, it's up, no good, but he's fouled. It'll be Jenkins who heads to the charity stripe to shoot two for Ember Riddle. That foul's on Tate Smith. Smith has got three fouls. This is the 18th foul, eighth team foul here in the second half. Compared to Embry Riddle's third team foul in second half. Jenkins, the free throw, it's up, it's good. Makes the score a 14-point Embry Riddle lead. Robert Davis has it, and he crosses midcourt here on the left wing. Davis dribbles it top of the key. Dribbles it right side. Robert Davis checked back in. He's got four fouls. Kaven Hill to Smith. Smith, top of the key. Shot clock at six. To Allen. Allen, left wing. Dribbles to three. It's up by Allen, and he knocks it home. It's an 11-point game again. 8:28 to go here in the game. Romeo Crouch gives the left side to Whitlow. Whitlow up top to Alessandro. Alessandro hands it off to Jenkins. Out to Alessandro in the corner, driving in, and they call a travel on him. So Robert Davis has it. He gives it to C.J. Melton. Melton on the left side, top of the key now. On the right side, dribbles the left side to Smith. Smith to Melton. Melton on the left side to Kaven Hill on the block. Kaven spins around, being double-teamed, goes up, and now a foul is called. So he got hit in the face as the referee signaled. Would assume if you say he got hit in the face, you might review it. But it does not look like they're going to do that. So when we come back, Kaven Hill will be at the charity stripe shooting free throws as the Tigers trail by 11 with 7:49 to go. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Slide 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back here to the Rick Case Arena as Kaven Hill is at the charity stripe shooting two free throws.
And Kaven Hill for two.
So Kaven sits in, free throw is up, no good. Still an 11-point Ember Riddle lead with 7:49 to go. Hill, the second one is up, it's good, makes the score 66-56. Embry-Riddle leads by 10. So Whitlow has it, and he's dribbling it and crosses midcourt on the left side, front of the Embry-Riddle bench. Top of the key now, he's got it, right side, stops, left side pass to Alessandro, driving in, the layup, it's up, off the glass, and no. Rebound, Robert Davis, picked up by Tay Smith to Melton. Melton almost lost it, picked it up to Allen. Allen crossing midcourt on the right side now. Allen stops the three by Allen. No good. Rebound goes to Jurotic. Jurotic gives it to Whitlow. Whitlow crosses midcourt. Top of the key. Dribbles it left side. Left wing. He stops. Up top to Alessandro. Right side pass goes to Hennigan. Shot clock at 11. The pass to Jenkins at 10. He stops, steps back, working as Allen. Jenkins at 5, at 4, driving in now. Lost it, right short corner. The pass to Jurotic, the jump shot, no good. Rebound, Kaven Hill. Hill to Melton. Melton will slow things down a bit here for West Alabama. 6:40 to go, Tigers trail by 10. Melton on the right wing. The pass to Allen, right short corner. Working against Jurotic, spins around, the layup, nobody's fouled. And they're going to get number 24. They're getting number 24, Hennigan, with the foul. So Shadarian Allen at the charity stripe. Allen today has got 8 points with one rebound, one assist. The free throw was up, and it's good. Gives Allen his 9th point of the game. Excuse me, Shadarian's got 4 rebounds in the game. Allen, the second one is up, and it's good. Makes the score 66-58 as Justin Allison checks in for Robert Davis. We've got 6:30 to go. Davis checks out. He's got 4 fouls. And so coming the other way now is Jenkins. Jenkins left wing, dribbles it, the handoff to Hennigan. Hennigan drives in, kicks it out. Alessandro, the 3 in the corner, no good, off the glass. Rebound, and
He came over his back.
They call over the back. Or they call blocking foul. I don't know what they called. They get the foul on Tay Smith. That is going to be Tay Smith's 4th foul of the game.
How you gonna call a foul?
So Calvin Finch will check in for Tay Smith.
One and one.
Oh, good man.
The free throw was up and it's good. Makes it 67-58. A 9-point lead with 6:12 to go. Jenkins sets in. The free throw was up, and it's good. It's a 10-point lead again for Embry-Riddle with 6:12 to go. Allen gives it to Allison. Allison's got it. Going the other way now. Crosses midcourt here on the left wing. Allison driving in. He stops, spins around, gives it to Kevin Hill. Back to Allison. Allison, left wing, driving in. The pass and the turnover as Jurotic came up with it. And he gives it to Jenkins. Jenkins gives it right side to Whitlow. As Whitlow has it on the right wing. He stops. Entry pass to Jurotic on the right short corner. On the block, being double teamed. The pass to Alessandro. The layup, it's up and it's good. 12-point Embry-Riddle lead now. Shadarian Allen gives it to C.J. Melton. Melton walking the ball up the court. Tigers trailing 12 with 5:19 to go. The pass to Allison. Allison on the left side. He dribbles it. Right side to Allen. Allen top of the key. Pivots, driving. The pass to Melton in the corner. The 3. No good. Rebound controlled by Whitlow. Whitlow has it. He crosses midcourt. He stops. The pass right side. Goes to Hennigan, up top to Whitlow. Whitlow, top of the key, driving in left side. Spins around, the layup, count it, and the foul. Foul's going to be on Justin Allison. His 4th of the game. Robert Davis checks back into the game for C.J. Melton. Free throw was up. Off the back iron and no. Rebound Shadarian Allen. Gives it to Davis. Davis left wing. He stops. Pump fakes. The 3 by Davis. No good. Rebound controlled by Embry-Riddle. Whitlow has it. The cross court pass to Jurotic. The layup, it's up, it's good. Justin Allison has it right wing. Backs it out, and the timeout will be taken by West Alabama head coach Nick Woodruff. So Tigers trail by 16 with 4:21 to go. And this is a full timeout, so we'll take a short break as West Alabama trails by 16 against Embry-Riddle here in the Division II Men's Basketball Tournament South Region Quarterfinals. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
Trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Ford, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
The Rick Case Arena, where UWA trails Ember Riddle by 16 points. Allison the inbound. The pass to Hill to Finch, top of the key, right side to Allison. Allison, right wing, top of the key, dribbles it. The right side pass to Davis. Davis drives in, pump fakes. The floater is up, no good. Rebound Calvin Finch. The layup, no good. Rebound goes to Alessandro. Alessandro gives it to Jenkins. Jenkins back to Whitlow. Whitlow's got it, going the other way. On the left wing, top of the key, he stops. The pass left side to Jenkins. Entry pass to Jurotic. The layup, it's up, it's good. Tigers now trail 76-58. Allison to Allen. Allen, right wing, driving in, stops the jump shot. Off the glass and no, rebound goes to Hennigan. Hennigan has it, gives it to Jenkins. Jenkins going the other way, crossing midcourt. The pass to Alessandro. Gives it up top to Whitlow. Whitlow, top of the arc, right side pass to Jenkins. Jenkins, right wing, gives it left side to Hennigan. Hennigan, left side to Whitlow on the left wing. Pivoting, driving in, kicks it outside. The three by Hennigan, and he knocks it home. 79-58 lead for Ember Riddle. Justin Allison has it. Right side, top of the key. Calvin Finch. Finch. Dribbles it left side. The pass to Allen. Allen, left short corner. The kick out to Davis. The three, no good. Rebound goes to Jenkins. Jenkins gives it to Whitlow. Whitlow on the right side. Driving in. The kick out pass to Hennigan. Up top to Jenkins now. Jenkins to Alessandro, driving in, kicks it outside, the three in the corner by Whitlow, no good, rebound Justin Allison. Allison's got it on the left side now. Entry pass to Shadarian Allen on the block. Shadarian going to work against Alessandro, the layup, it's up and good for Allen. No foul was called as Allen fell to the ground. And Alessandro now has it right side, driving in, backs it out. The pass to Jenkins. Jenkins gives it to Whitlow. To the corner, Alessandro to Jenkins. Jenkins. Left side pass goes to Whitlow on the left wing. Shot clock at 6. He's driving in left side. The layup, and it's blocked by Kevin Hill. Rebound, Alessandro. The 3 at the shot clock buzzer is no good. And so that will be a shot clock violation on Ember Riddle. It'll be Tiger basketball. And that brings us to the under 4 media timeout, I believe. And it does. So we'll take a short break. UWA trails by 19 to Ember Riddle here in the first round of the NCAA Division II basketball tournament. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Slav 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to the Rick Case Arena here on the campus of Nova Southeastern, where West Alabama trails 79-60 here in the first round of the NCAA Division II tournament. For West Alabama, Bubakar Kamisoko checked in. He gives it to Robert Davis. Davis crosses midcourt, hands it back off to Kamisoko, hands it off to Martin, Martin to Melton, Melton top of the key, dribbles it right side, he stops. Melton to Hill. Hill saves it for going out of bounds, and Ember Riddle caught it, but it went out of bounds after they caught it. So I guess it went off their hands. So Kamisoko will inbound it. He gives it to Bryce Martin. Back to Kamisoko. To Kaven Hill. Kaven, the three. No good. Rebound goes to Hennigan. Hennigan gives it to Whitlow. To Alessandro. Alessandro dribbles it across midcourt. He stops. Driving in again. He stops, kicks it outside, back up top to Whitlow. Whitlow's got it left wing. Top of the key now. Whitlow has it, backs it out, working is Robert Davis. Robert Davis, the only senior for West Alabama. The turnaround jump shot by Alessandro's no good. Kaven Hill's got it, going the other way now. On the right wing. Driving in. Reverse layup is up and no good, and now a foul is going to be called on Ember Riddle, on number 12, on Jenkins. So Kaven Hill at the line. Again, this will be Robert Davis's last game as Kaven misses the first free throw. Davis, he was a transfer from Columbus State, not necessarily one of the best players, but he was definitely and is a leader on and off the court for West Alabama. As Calvin Finch will check in for Robert Davis, and that's going to do it for Robert Davis. Davis has put in so much time and effort into this basketball program, and he's a great guy off the court as well. As Kaven misses the second free throw, and the rebound goes to Bracey the second for Ember Riddle. He crosses midcourt here on the left wing, being double-teamed. The pass right side to Velasco. Velasco right wing, driving in. The pass to Desire, and it goes out of bounds. Oh, excuse me, the pass outside the park, and the three is up by him, and it's good. Makes it a 22-point lead. Melton has it right wing, and Melton, I believe, is going to let the clock dribble out. Melton on the right wing, top of the key, steps back, the three-point shot is up, no good, rebound goes to Park, and time expires, and Ember Riddle will head to the second round of the NCAA South Region Tournament, and the Tigers fall to Ember Riddle and will head home. What a season by West Alabama. It didn't end the way that they wanted it to at all. They fall to 24-7. Able to win the Gulf South Conference regular season championship. And that's a tough thing to do. But you can make an argument that's tougher to do than winning the conference tournament. Because you've got to, this Tiger team during conference play went 16-4. That's very impressive to do that at any kind of conference level. But especially the Gulf South, as this region, the South region with the Gulf South and the Sunshine State Conference as well as the SIAC Conference, is one of the toughest regions in all of Division II basketball. Because, you look at Miles, they didn't win their conference tournament, but they still got the at-large bid. So UWA, again, falls here against Embry-Riddle, 82 to 60. And good to see the Tiger fans here applauding the Tigers team for what they've done this season. That's going to do it for us. Again, I'm Mark Gillum, and I appreciate everyone listening to today's game and all season. It's been a fun time. Got to see these guys win a conference championship. That's awesome to do and awesome to see. So that's going to do it for us. Again, we appreciate you listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.